This is KUT. The Texas House spent several hours on Wednesday on efforts to update the state's school finance system. And while the bill overwhelmingly won initial approval, KUT's Ben Philpott reports that didn't mean there weren't some bumps in the road.
There were two main themes laid out during the long debate. The first one came from members of the ultra-conservative House Freedom Caucus. Those lawmakers didn't want to spend any of the state's so-called rainy day fund to pay for the new finance system. Here's Tyler Republican Matt Schaefer talking with the bill's author, Kingwood's Dan Huberty.
But it's fair to say that that finance piece that's in the budget doesn't become operative unless this passes, correct?
That is true.
Okay, so if someone's got a problem with the way this is paid for in the budget, if we vote for this, then we are giving life to that accounting method for that in the budget.
When the House passed its budget a couple of weeks back, it included $1.5 billion in extra money for schools, contingent on passage of the new finance plan. That same budget also calls for spending $2.5 billion out of the Rainy Day Fund. It's that expenditure that has the Texas Senate and the House Freedom Caucus upset. But let's move on to the night's second theme, getting your bill attached. Hundreds of education bills were filed during the legislative session, and with time winding down, those still waiting on a committee hearing saw the school finance bill as a perfect vehicle to get their bill passed. One example was San Angelo Representative Drew Darby's bill to eliminate a provision that cut funding to rural school districts that are under 300 square miles.
So small schools for the last 30 years have operated under this disadvantage that they've had in finding funding for their schools. This is going to be your only opportunity to say, we need to stop that. We need to halt that and put that back into our school funding formula.
Darby's amendment ended up being added to the bill. Other amendments included efforts to either increase or cut funds to charter schools or adding money for English language learners. But the elephant in the room throughout the debate is what happens next. Once this bill gets final approval from the House, it heads to the Senate, which has its own idea of what should change in the school finance system. That includes efforts to create a voucher program that lets parents use state funds to pay private school tuition. The Senate has already passed a voucher bill, but that bill has been dead on arrival in the House. Ben Philpott, KUT News.